Chapter 36. Why, how you talk, says the king. He shan't rob them of nothing at all but just this money. The people that buys the property is the sufferers, because as soon as it's found out that we didn't own it, which won't be long after we've slid, the sale won't be valid, and they'll all go back to the estate. These here orphans, they'll get their house back again, and that's enough for them. They're young and spry, and K'n easy earn a living. They ain't a-going to suffer. Why, just think, there's thousands and thousands that ain't nigh so well off. Bless you, they ain't got nothing to complain of. Well, the king he talked him blind, so at last he give in, and said all right, but said he believed it was blame foolishness to stay, and that doctor hanging over them. But the king says, cuss the doctor. What do we care for him? Ain't we got all the fools in town on our side? And ain't that a big enough majority in any town? So they got ready to go downstairs again. The duke says, I don't think we put that money in a good place. That cheered me up. I'd begun to think I weren't going to get a hint of no kind to help me. The king says, why? Because Mary Jane LL be in mourning from this out. And first you know the nigger that does up the rooms will get an order to box these duds up and put them away. And do you reckon a nigger can run across money and not borrow some of it? Your head's level a gin, Duke, says the king, and he comes a-fumbling under the curtain 2 or 3 foot from where I was. I stuck tight to the wall and kept mighty still, though quivery, and I wondered what them fellows would say to me if they catched me. And I tried to think what I'd better do if they did catch me. But the king he got the bag before I could think more than about a half a thought, and he never suspicioned I was around. They took and shoved the bag through a rip in the straw tick that was under the feather bed, and crammed it in a foot or two amongst the straw, and said it was all right now, because a nigger only makes up the feather bed, and don't turn over the straw tick only about twice a year, and so it weren't in no danger of getting stole now. But I knowed better. I had it out of there before they was halfway downstairs. I groped along up to my cubby, and hid it there till I could get a chance to do better. I judged I better hide it outside of the house somewheres, because if they missed it, they would give the house a good ransacking. I knowed that very well. Then I turned in, with my clothes all on, but I couldn't a gone to sleep if I'd a wanted to. I was in such a sweat to get through with the business. By and by I heard the king and the duke come up. So I rolled off my pallet, and laid with my chin at the top of my ladder, and waited to see if anything was going to happen. But nothing did. So I held on till all the late sounds had quit, and the early ones hadn't begun yet, and then I slipped down the ladder. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.